This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. Congress seems intent on changing a Social Security law that currently discourages some retired people from working. Under the existing law, seniors aged 65 through 69 are penalized for each dollar they earn over an annual amount of $17,000. The House has already voted to drop this restriction, and the Senate seems inclined to follow. This is good news for older people who want to work, but it could prove to be troubling for modern families who are unaccustomed to customer service. Brick Walters reports.
Samantha Cummings and her two children, Amy and Billy, enjoy an occasional trip to the Handy Mart hardware warehouse.
A lot of times, on a dreary day, we come over here to look at things. We test the screen doors. We sit on riding mowers. Sometimes we watch them mix paint. You know, it's not great entertainment, but with a 3- and 4-year-old, it's a lot better than what's on television.
But the little family was taken aback one day when they ran into the Handy Mart's official greeter, Hugh Turner.
I'm a retired gentleman. I remember a time when service meant service, you know. So when I see him coming, I'm sure to get out there and shake their hands and ask if there's anything I can do for them, you know, and try to direct them around the store.
And how do they respond to that?
Well, they seem stunned at first, suspicious, you know, but I give them a store map and I talk to them a bit. They settle down, usually.
I heard you were stalking the customers.
Well, I keep tabs on them, if that's what you mean. See if they found what they're looking for, try to help solve the problem. That's all.
It's a level of service Samantha Cummings is not used to. She says it gives her children the creeps.
They say, "Mommy, Mommy, who is that strange old man, and why is he following us?" I try to explain that he works at the store and he's just being helpful, but they don't understand why someone who works in a store would be helpful. It frightens them.
Samantha took her concern to the Handy Mart's assistant manager, Alan Anderson.
I said, "Whoa, I'm like, this is not what I'm here to do. I don't get paid enough to deal with stuff like this. Ignore the dude," is what I told him. That's what I tell everybody.
And when I saw how uninterested he was in addressing this problem, I immediately relaxed, and so did the kids. We felt like we were back in the Handy Mart we knew.
And as potential Social Security rules changes allow more seniors to move into low-paying jobs throughout the economy, they're bringing with them their own expectations of customer service. As a result, discomfort is growing on both sides of the counter, and employers are stepping up their efforts to face the changes. Ron Fryer runs a mega burger outlet near a local high school.
Yeah, Mabel's a great employee. We like her a lot. Learns quick. We did have to do some training. I had Tiffany here teach her to scowl, see, and she picked that up right away, huh, Tiff?
She does okay, I guess.
I was too cheerful at first. You know, it was confusing the customers.
You still are.
Sorry, I was confusing the customers. Here's your change, dude.
Don't look them in the eye.
Oops. Sorry.
Will these senior citizens re-entering the workforce be able to provide a more modern style of customer service? Results are mixed. For Hugh Turner, the effort is exhausting.
Yeah, I grew up believing it took fewer muscles to smile than it does to frown. So, you know, I give service with a smile. It's just easier.
But the customers don't like it, do they?
You should see them avoid me when they come in the door. So I try to look glum and sullen, you know, to prove to them I work here. Well, after an hour or so, my face gets tired. So I'm thinking of retiring again. Boy, this is wearing me down.
Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.